people stone, marching bands and trombone. Everybody's out here waiting on the second line. I'm just fine. I just want to feel the spirit. I just want to feel the spirit. I just want to feel the spirit washing over me. Johnny came in on a train with not a dollar to his name, just an old guitar case and the bruises on his pretty face. Looking down on railroad track, he ain't never coming back. Said, Mama, I don't know if I'm ever coming home again.
Belongs to love. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 in Netherlands, and online at kgnu.org. And that was Mayor Hawthorne finishing off the Morning Sound Alternative with A Long Time. I started off that set with Merle Saunders, the Calypso Blues. We also heard from Monty Alexander and his Harlem Kingston Express, What's Going On? Amos Lee doing Spirit, and Patti Smith was in there, Because the Night. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Morning Sound Alternative. I'm Terry. It's been my pleasure to be with you. Coming up next will be the BBC, and out of the BBC, we'll take you to the Afternoon Sound Alternative. So keep it right here at KGNU.
Montgomery. Pope Francis has extended indefinitely the power of all Roman Catholic priests to forgive women who have had abortions. Last year, he granted priests the same powers for the duration of what he'd decreed as the Holy Year of Mercy, which ended on Sunday. Prior to that, only bishops and special confessors had been able to absolve those who'd had abortions. James Reynolds, our correspondent in Rome, says this is the Pope's way of extending his idea of mercy.
I think this is the Pope trying to put his tone on the direction of the Church, which is, of course, the main thing that any Pope will want to do. This measure about the forgiveness of abortion by normal parish priests was in place for the last year. Now the Pope has made that permanent. In other words, doctors, nurses, and women who are involved in abortions, who undergo abortions or who carry out abortions, will now get the right to go to a priest, ask for forgiveness, and be given that forgiveness.
A suicide bomb attack at a mosque in the Afghan capital Kabul has killed as many as 30 people and injured a further 50. Many children are among the casualties. The Islamic State group has said it was responsible for the blast at the mosque, which is used by the Shia community. Japanese troops have arrived in South Sudan on a peacekeeping mission, the first time in nearly 70 years that Japan has deployed its soldiers overseas with a mandate to use force if necessary. More details from Celia Hatton.
In South Sudan, 350 Japanese peacekeepers will work on road building and other construction projects. And crucially, they'll also be able to engage in rescue missions and the defense of their allies. Before, they were only allowed to protect themselves. The Japanese Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, ushered in a controversial new security bill last year that reinterprets Japanese pacifist constitution to give Japanese troops a more proactive role when carrying out peacekeeping missions. Critics fear Japanese soldiers will be drawn into direct battles for the first time since World War II.
Some 200,000 unemployed graduates in Nigeria have begun receiving text messages to say they've been hired by the government. They're the first batch to be taken on, following the government's election pledge last year to find work for 500,000 graduates. Here's Mike Sanders.
A survey in January indicated that nearly half of all graduates are unemployed. Some become vulnerable to Islamist radicalisation, so job creation is a government priority. Most of this first batch will train as teachers, others as agricultural advisers, and the rest as healthcare workers. During their two-year contracts, they'll get an allowance of around $100 a month. Not a lot in Nigeria, but not an uncommon wage, and a tablet computer.
World News from the BBC. With just under 2 months before his swearing-in as US president, Donald Trump is continuing with meetings with an array of politicians to sort out posts in his administration. Advisers say on Monday, among others, he'll see his close ally, the former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, and his rival in the Republican primaries, the former governor of Texas, Rick Perry. The UN's AIDS program says treatment has been made available to a million more HIV-positive people in the past 6 months, but has also warned that young women are being let down. A UNAIDS report shows that the number of people with access to antiretroviral therapy in June was double the figure 5 years ago. But the report said young women faced a triple threat. They were at high risk of infection, less inclined to get tested, and poor at persevering with treatment. A Polish court has sentenced a man to 10 months in jail for burning an effigy of an Orthodox Jew at a protest against migrants in the western city of Wrocław. The judge said Piotr Rybach had committed an act of great social harm that caused fear amongst Jewish people. Rybach said he'll appeal. The acclaimed Irish writer William Trevor has died. He was 88. William Trevor is widely regarded as one of the greatest contemporary writers of short stories in English. Vincent Dowd reports.
William Trevor didn't belong to a clique. Even his favoured medium, the short story, was unfashionable. But he was a great literary craftsman. He said, as a Protestant born in County Cork, he grew up feeling an outsider. The sense of dislocation stayed with him.
I've never become someone who can take England for granted. And that business of being on the edge, outside society, for me as a writer, is absolutely essential.
Many were surprised Trevor never took the Booker Prize, though he made the shortlist on 4 occasions.
BBC News.
Old Alabama, Johnny. Oh, God.
is Tommy.
This is David from Beast Antique.
We listen to KGNU.
We listen to KGNU.
Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, worldwide at KGNU.org.
Billy was